You are constantly told that transformation happens from the inside out. Heal first, talk to your inner child, journal, change your beliefs, become someone new. But what if one of the fastest ways to change your identity isn't another mindset exercise, but actually changing your environment? And this is an episode about a very personal story of my life that I want to link to shifting identities, because I think this part of any identity shift or of any transformation, of any going through an evolution in your business or life, is so often overlooked, and that is actually changing your physical location. And if you've been along for the ride, if you know me and my work, you know that I've always dreamt of living by the sea, that I've been working on a project for the last 2.5 years, so since the beginning of 2024, and that has been moving a part of my life to a houseboat, a boat on the water in Amsterdam, which is my favorite city on this planet. So on the 30th of July, last week, it actually became true. It was manifested into reality, and this has been a project that has driven me nuts. Like, it wasn't easy. It's not your standard housing project, as you can imagine. So it's been hard. There were so many challenges, from finding the right project manager or architect to actually finding a slot to place it in, because as you can imagine, you can just not place it on the canal belt in Amsterdam, because that's just not allowed. So it's been very challenging, and although it's a tiny house, it's basically a tiny houseboat on two planes, it's been a huge project. And now that it actually came true, I really needed some days to realize that this has come true, that I manifested this huge dream that found its way from my journal in 2023 to my key ring, because I had a key ring made saying property of ... to a drawing on a piece of paper that my partner spilled his espresso over in a restaurant. That was the first drawing that I made in 2024, because I wanted to introduce my idea to him, to a lot of other steps to finally now being there, like being a physical manifestation, being a real house that we just moved into. And I have to be honest with you, last week when we got the keys and there was a bottle of champagne being handed to us and we got a little, you know, short briefing of what to look out for and, yeah, of all the special effects this house has, and we were alone in the house, like my partner and I, we had like a small burnout of some kind, and we were so exhausted. We were exhausted. Like, I've been exhausted. I came home from Amsterdam yesterday and I was sick. Like, I was in bed for an entire day because I was just so overwhelmed by this new situation. And it's not, I could not, like, I would be lying if I told you, yeah, so this was the project and now we manifested and now it's perfect and everything's fine. No, it's not. It's not perfect and not everything is fine, because there has been a lot of problems with this project, as I said. And the biggest one was on its initial cruise from the shipyard to the harbor where we chose to place it. Actually, the motor broke down, so the ship had to be towed away by a bigger boat. Don't ask me what that costed. And had to be repaired and then towed back to the harbor, where it's now having a bigger repair. Like, it's, yeah, it was damaged a lot by this maneuver, by the way. So that was very problematic and it was not as we had planned. And then there's a lot of other things that we didn't see coming. So as you can imagine, I've been busy, well, you know, trying to move in, be confident that it's going to be great and everything is going to be just as we planned. And it's been a lot. It's been a lot. But when I woke up this morning, I felt like I had unlocked a new level. I felt, whoa. So after these days of what I would sincerely call a mini burnout, because there were so many things to be organized and so many new impressions, and also a huge feeling of overwhelm, because this is now our third home. So it's also a lot to manage. And while I find it to be a great privilege to be living in three different places, it's also a lot of logistics. But today I woke up feeling like a new person. And I want to talk to you about changing your identity from the outside in, because I think this is so important and it's such an overlooked part of any evolution that you're going through as a woman and leader and entrepreneur. So, identity, it's not only shaped from the inside out. It's actually also shaped from the outside in. Now, I want to take a moment to talk to you about why, because I really love to dive into the scientifics behind this, right? So if you're anything like me, you are maybe somebody who loves the science of the brain. Like, I love it. I've been studying the brain for over a decade now, and I love neuroscience and how our brain works. So your brain is constantly adapting to its environment, to its surroundings, and that's called neuroplasticity. So basically new places, new routines, new sensory input, and also new experiences create new neural pathways in your brain. So what I love to use is this metaphor of a Christmas tree. So if you were to put up a Christmas tree at home and you would only put on three lamps in your Christmas tree, that would be like, or let's put it like that. If you were to experience the same things every day at the same time, in the same environment, with the same people, that would actually be like a Christmas tree that only has three lamps shining on it. That would be like putting on the three very same lamps on your Christmas tree every day. As soon as you start experiencing new things in new environments with new people, it is as if you would put on all the lamps on your Christmas tree, because that is when new neural pathways are formed in your brain. And so that is something that is heavenly to your brain, because your brain is designed to learn. Your brain is designed to solve problems. Your brain is designed to experience new things. That's what grows your brain. And not only your brain, it grows your personality as well. So that is one point. Like, your environment rewires your brain. So moving, relocating, only if it's just a part of your life. It doesn't have to be moving to Germany from Mexico. That's a big move. It can be things like changing your office, or even just changing the desk in your office, or even just driving another way from home to work, or even just not driving with your car, but hopping on your bike. Actually creates new neural pathways in your brain. And another thing that I think is so often overlooked is that context shapes behavior. So in behavioral science, there are actually studies showing that your environment influences your actions far more than you even realize. Your office, your home, the people around you, the street that you walk to, the cafe you get your matcha latte in the morning, it actually influences your entire behavior, and it actually influences all the micro decisions that you make on a daily basis. And what I also find fascinating is that new environments, and I realized this last week, really interrupt old patterns. Because as soon as you change something in your environment, you cannot just default into autopilot mode. And you know that, like everybody knows it. Like getting up at the same time, going to your kitchen, putting on the coffee machine, picking the same way to work, like being on autopilot, that is a surefire way to not grow at all. And I would say 80% or even 90% of our society lives like that. They keep repeating the same day and calling that a life, which is not a life. That is really being on autopilot. And if you want to step out of that, if you really want true, deep change in your life, the first lever I would pull is to really change something in your physical environment. And this has worked for me again and again and again. You have to know, I've moved 22 times by now. This was the 23rd time. So our move to the houseboat was the 23rd time of relocating. And I might have missed a couple of times. That's just the times I can count and memorize. So I've relocated a lot. And it's exhausting. Yes. In the beginning, it's exhausting. You get tired. You have like a overwhelming feeling, the same thing I had last week. But then things start shifting for you because you're forced to be someone else. Think about it. You cannot just, you know, do the same habits on the same daily basis and walk the same route. You're forced to actually interrupt your patterns. You will have to find another way to walk. You will have to find another cafe to work in. You will meet new people. And that's such a great example. Last week, I met so many new people. Like I met our neighbors, like the people in the harbor we live in. They introduced themselves to us. There was a dog in my living room, Steffi. Dog. Steffi is an Australian shepherd. And she was in my living room. And I figured out, oh, it's the neighbor's dog. And now she comes by every day. That there were so many new things happening that really forced me to leave my, you know, my daily habits. So moving places, changing cities, redesigning your office, or just working from a different place interrupts your autopilot faster than you can think. And those transitions, and I would call them micro transitions, make it easier to build new habits because you're no longer surrounded by constant reminders of who you are. And sometimes your biggest breakthroughs, they come from breaking your patterns, not forcing more discipline, but simply changing something in your life that then again, naturally forces you to become someone else. And it's easy actually, because you're interrupted in your daily habit. So that's something I really realized last week. And I'm just going to give you one example. So my partner and I were waiting for our tender boat. So the smaller boat that goes with the bigger boat, because I don't know if you can imagine this, but if you live on a houseboat, that's like a permanent home. Yes, it has a motor and you can drive it, but you're not moving it every day because it has a fixed spot in a harbor. So if you wanted to go on, let's say, a weekend trip, yes, we could move it. But it's not something you do on a daily basis because it's too big. Like you don't move your house, your houseboat, your floating house every day. So what everybody has is a tender boat. So it's a smaller boat that you know maybe from people having yachts, you know, bigger boats that you use to do daily errands, to go shopping, to go into the harbor, to maybe go for dinner even. So we were waiting for our tender boat to be delivered, but it didn't happen because also there was a problem with it. So I said to Oliver, well, it was so hot. We don't have any airco on our boat yet. So I said, let's just check for a cafe nearby and let's just go there and work because we both had a lot on our plate. And I said, we don't know when the boat is going to be delivered yet. So we're just going to wait for the call and go and work somewhere. And That was just such an interesting experience because we went to a neighboring city. It's outside of Amsterdam and it's beautiful. It's rather touristy now in summer, but it's heavenly. It looks like a postcard from the Netherlands. It's beautiful. So we drove there, and on the way, I was looking for cafes. Like, I just, you know, scouted a bit on Google, and I found a blog with like 5 different cafes in that city. So I said to Oliver, okay, let's park here and let's just go there and check it out. And so we entered that cafe, and it was beautiful. It was like rather touristy. There were like people eating apple cake and, you know, families or even elderly ladies on their bikes coming in groups to have a slice of apple pie. So it wasn't really hip, but it was a beautiful place. So we sat there and we opened up our laptops and we worked pretty much all day. And when we left, it was so funny because the old lady running the cafe said to us, oh my God, like, you really brought a piece of Silicon Valley to my cafe because I've never had people working here with their laptops. And Oliver and I, we laughed so hard on the way home because to us, that's just normal. Like, we work everywhere. Like, we work with our laptop on our lap on the plane, like everywhere. We just work everywhere. So that was so cute. And working there for just one day, one afternoon, really made Oliver think about so many new things he could be doing with his business. And he was pitching them all to me in the car back home from the cafe. He was like, you know what? I realized I could be doing this. And this made me think that this. And I want to change this. So I said, well, how come you're having so many ideas today? And he said, well, I think it's just a change in environment. I think that was just a change in environment. Because as soon as I enter my office and I drive the same way to work and I sit at the same desk and I have the same employees coming in and asking me, and he has a big company, he's the CEO of a big company, so he has a lot of people coming to him, asking him questions. He says, as soon as that happens, I'm back in my old identity. And I'm back in my old train of thoughts. So sitting here for just one afternoon with you in this cafe that is so different from the environment I know from my everyday life, it made me think so many different thoughts. It really made me step out of my normal, regular 3D character. And it made me write down so many new ideas. It's insane. And this is just like a really simple example of what changing your location can do for you. And I really think a lot of times we get so caught up in, oh, I need to be making these massive changes in my life. I need to be pivoting in my business and I need to change everything and I need to, I don't know what. But sometimes a small change like that, working from another cafe, not sitting in the kitchen table, on the kitchen table, by the kitchen table, but sitting somewhere else in your apartment even, can help you really step into a new identity, think new thoughts, and these new thoughts are going to drive new actions. And it really is that simple sometimes. And also, your environment, it either reinforces or challenges your identity. Because every space that you live in or that you spend time in does something. So ask yourself, does this environment remind me of my past, or does it invite me into my future? When I step into my living room, when I step into my office, what do I feel? Like, what does it do? Does it actually enhance my identity, or does it drag me into the past? Because your surroundings are either confirming your old identity or calling you into a new one. And I had a moment a couple of weeks ago where I stepped into one of our other homes and I felt like, ooh, this is old. This is old, and it has nothing to do with the color of your walls or the furniture or anything. It is just a feeling attached to that space. So I actually wrote that down in my journal and I thought, well, this is maybe going to be the next space that we're going to leave. Exchange for a new one. Because it feels old. And it's beautiful, but it drags me into an old identity because I've attached that space to a period in my life that I'm not in anymore. So if you're going through an identity shift in your business or life, don't only ask, who do I want to become? But also ask yourself, the woman I want to evolve into, where does she work? What does she see every day? What conversations surround her? What spaces inspire her? And don't just design your business, but curate your environment so that it quietly designs you back. Because that's what's going to happen. And sometimes becoming someone new, it doesn't really start by changing your thoughts. Sometimes it starts by changing the room those thoughts are actually born in. And I especially like that final idea because it really boosts your evolution. It can really be a starting point for your next era. And relocating 23 times by now in my life has taught me that, yes, it's overwhelming. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it doesn't feel good. Like, how many times have I cried after a bigger relocation? How many times have I been like, God, I don't even know if I'm going to feel comfortable in this space. I don't even know if I'm going to make new friends in the city. I don't even know if I'm going to learn this language. And you have to know, I moved from Sweden to Germany at age 14, which was one of the hardest things I had to go through in my entire life. And back then, that was devastating. And I know it, but it, I know it shaped who I am today. And every time I really stepped out of an old environment, it's jolted my system in a good way. And it's really made me enter a new level, a new era, a new identity. And it's forced me, it's literally forced is the right word, to become someone else, because you cannot stay the same in a new environment. And yes, of course, there's this saying that wherever you go, you always bring your old trauma and patterns with you. That's true. But also, a new environment will inevitably force you to change some things about yourself. And it's going to be a nice pattern interrupt. And it's going to, you know, interrupt your autopilot mechanisms. And it's going to force you to really think about where you want to go next, who you want to become. And I want you to deliberately choose places that fuel your soul, that really that nourish you. And I see so many women. There are so many women in my spaces that come because they're going through an identity shift in their business or life. And there's so many women in my spaces that have then said to me in a one-to-one call or in person, you know what, Nicole, I don't think I need to be changing my business right now. I think I need to be changing my environment. And that might include leaving the person you're living with. That might include selling your apartment. That might include living in two places or even in three places like I do, that all give you different energies and that all fuel different sides of your character. That could mean a lot of things. It can also mean living or working in another place. If you've been working a lot from home, it could mean not working a lot from home. And what I've learned in the last 10 years of being an entrepreneur, it's really a fluid process. It's a dynamic process. You're not going to make one change in your environment and then that's going to be it. You're going to make lots of changes. You're going to move and then you're going to realize, well, now the energy is, it's gone. A space that I used to love 3 years ago is not the space I love anymore. And it really bugs me how many times people think something's wrong with them when that happens. It's like, oh, I'm not happy in this space anymore. Something's wrong with me. No. Something would be wrong with you if it weren't that way, because you are evolving. You are a dynamic being. You are an ever-evolving, dynamic human being. Do you wear the same clothes as 10 years ago? No, you don't. Do you listen to the same music as 15 years ago? No, you don't. Do you follow the same Instagram profiles as 6 years ago? No, you don't. Why? Because your taste has changed. Your interests have evolved. Your circle of friends might have changed too. And that is a good thing. And therefore, it's normal to grow out of spaces. It's normal that a place, a home, surroundings that used to fuel your soul 10 years ago don't fuel your soul anymore. And with this podcast episode, I really want to invite you to take a closer look at your environment and ask yourself, be radically honest, is this an environment that supports and fuels the person I want to become? Is this an environment that makes me feel alive? Is this an environment that actually nourishes my soul, or does it drain me? And an environment can be so many things. It can be your physical home. It can be the streets and the surroundings. It can even be your neighbors, the people living around you. It can be your workspace where you go every day. It can also be the things you consume on a daily basis. It's not only your physical room. So I want you to be radically honest with yourself and ask yourself, so what is one change in my environment that's gonna, you know, jolt my system in a positive way, that's gonna make me exit my autopilot mode, that's gonna maybe also feel uncomfortable, but in a good way, and it's gonna help me enter into a new era in my business and life? And I can just talk from experience here and share from experience. Me having relocated a part of my life to Amsterdam, which is a city that gives me so much energy. It's crazy. Like, I feel like my soul wants to live there. And maybe it doesn't want to live there 10 years from now, but right now, it's the city that gives me the most energy. And I feel like moving a part of my life there has unlocked an entirely new level. It's an entirely new level of aliveness, really. And it was exhausting at first, and now it's becoming this source of energy to create with, to move with, and I feel like something big is coming because of it. So, beautiful woman, This is to inspire you to really have a look at your environment, to really make small shifts. And it doesn't have to be huge, but to really have a look at, okay, so is this making me feel alive? Is this where I want to be living right now? Is this environment fueling my soul? Is it energizing me or not? And then change it. Change it, because nobody's coming. You are in charge of changing it. And you're capable of doing that. And I know you have. But this is just a reminder to have a look at it again and again and again. Because in reality, identity shifts don't only happen from the inside out. And I talk a lot about rebuilding your business and life from the inside out. And what I mean about that, what I mean by that is really building from you, building from your unique skills, your strengths, your values, starting with you. That's what I mean by that. But that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to build from the outside in, that you're not allowed to use your environment to shape, to proactively curate who you want to become. Think about this and integrate one small thing today. See you in the next one. Hear you in the next one, beautiful woman. Talk soon and much love.